If Greg Williams goes to Peerless and say, hey, look, you can't do this, Peerless. They're going to catch the retaliation. You got to cool it. You got to turn around and walk away from the play. And he says that, and Peerless still doesn't pay attention yesterday. Is it Greg's fault?
Greg came in here and introduced himself as Mr. Disciplinarian. He's got two players, Nate Clements and Peerless Price, who are incorrigible trash talkers and showboats. I don't mind a little trash talking. I don't mind a little showboating. These guys are way over the line. He hasn't been able to correct them at all. What's good coaching? To draw up X's and O's? Any coach can do that. You got to handle these guys.
So what does he do?
They beat themselves yesterday.
What does he do? You bench him?
Yeah.
You bench a starting cornerback and your number two wide receiver?
Well, not at the same time, no. But, I mean, Price, after two plays that cost him two penalties that cost him in a row that cost him 25 yards, yeah, I'd put him down. Put Charlie Johnson in there for a while and tell Price, when you're ready to play football and not allow your temper, your emotions to get control of you, let me know and I'll put you back in.
Don't you think there's, at some point, Larry, the players have to exercise to discipline themselves? They're pros.
They're children. They're children.
They're pros. They're playing at the pros highest level of football.
Yeah, all right. And they're still children. They're little babies. You know, they are, you know, very large-sized children, but they're still children.
I got to get a whole bunch of diapers then, obviously.
Definitely. Pampers would do.